just know that throughout the Rav until the part that we got up to. Mishnah HaGefes, HaGefes, the Hazogin, Gefes is the residue of the olives, the Hazog, the residue of grapes, Shenasu v'tahara, that was made with her, which means it was stepped on. Here's the case, here's the picture of this person stepping on with Hara. Then afterwards, here is the tom, here is the zav, he walks upon it. He walks it dry. The case the Rav says that after he stepped on it, it dried, it became very hard. And now a zav steps on it, so the question is there mashk, is there residue, is there liquid? Because if there's liquid, then it becomes tamei. If there's no liquid, it's not going to become tamei. Then later on, an hour later, day later, then because of the pressure that the Zav stepped on, he more liquid came out. It doesn't make a difference. Because originally it was done with Tahara, and that's it. And since it was done with Tahara, we attribute the excess, this liquid over here that came out, to be to the original purpose. Let's see the Rav. Let's see the Rav. Chazuk is very hard, this concept. The whole chalayim b'tameim b'nei adam b'tameim p'nei b'nei b'tameim t'hayim shlonit b'bidri sasan. It did not become time b'bidri sasan k'ivan shlonik v'alayim shem tum b'oilam. Fine, it's all it says. That's the whole thing. He's not mefarish very much the Rav here in this instance. Okay, so fine. So we have over here, so that's good. We close that. Weiter. Next. Kush. Kush is a spindle. Here we have this piece of wood which has a metal hook. And upon this piece of wood, you would spin wool or linen, whatever it is. I guess wool. Hakush, the kush shebola es hatsinora. Here's the hook. You see the hook?
Yeah.
And the hook now went inside the wood. How to go inside the wood? There's a cavity inside this piece of wood, and somehow it got pushed into it. Like, you know, it's like a pencil, a pen, a pencil. You press the button, and it goes inside. That's exactly what happened over here. This thing somehow it went inside. So now the question is: this is called tuma balua, kush boles hatsinera, or malmod. Malmod is a goad used to push.
So kush is the hook.
Kush is the entire thing. Kush is the whole thing
kush
together.
Kush
has two parts.
Which swallows up the hook.
It happened to be that the tsinera, the hook, has been pressed all the way inside. So the tsinera is immersed, is buried inside of the piece of wood. We have here the piece of wood, and we have here the hook, and the hook is pushed all the way inside. So kosh shabola satzinora, or malmod shabola sadarbon. The malmod is a piece of wood which has a little point at the end. Here's a little point, and the point is used to push on animals, a goad. It's used to push on animals. Now the piece of metal at the tip of the goat got pushed all the way in, so like you see in this picture.
How come it doesn't say it says Shapolas a Darwin? Why does it say Shapolas a Kush?
No, the Kush, that's not what it is. A Kush.
It's a different thing?
No, this
different is a Darwin.
No,
it looks the same, isn't it?
Looks the same, but it's a different purpose. This is a piece of wood which has a hook at the end.
I see.
This is a piece of wood which has a point at the end.
Understand.
So this is called a Kush, and this is called a Malmot. And this is called a tsinoira.
So Shabola is a Darwin.
Darwin is the point at the end.
Malmut Shabola is a Darwin.
Excuse me, sorry.
What's it called? Malmut, you call it.
The entire thing together is called the Malmud. The tip is called the Darvan, and the tip of the Kush is called the Tsinoira.
Correct.
Okay, then we have the third example. Levena Shabola S. Hatabas. Here's a levena, and in the levena is a ring. The levena has absorbed the ring. So now the shalom here is, what is the halacha of a hain to her? And all of these three things, we have three different examples. We have the kush, we have the malmud, and we have the levena. And the levena now, the hain to her, and they're all to her. Give me one sec. I don't know why I'm coughing so much. Okay, and now these three things enter into Neil Hamais. These three things, these three objects.
Levena Shabola is a tabas and a
levena brick.
A brick.
A brick that has absorbed a ring, a metal ring.
Yeah.
A metal ring. The hain to hilera to hirim.
What?
The brick. Tar? The whole thing is tar. Three different examples. The kush. The malam. The what? The
malam.
Malamud. I used to always call them the. I don't know. Malamud. It's like listeners of Malamud, the teacher.
Yeah.
Malamud, the teacher. You teach how you teach children. You push them around.
With a stick.
With a stick. You push them around. Like a woman pushes around her husband. Remember that joke? What are women wear these pointy shoes? You ever see one with these very pointy shoes? It's the side of the Malamud.
Okay.
Reminding the men.
Off the record, okay.
Off the record. Off the record. The day someone will listen to these tapes, boy, Mashiach will come. Yeah. Levena Shabola S. Atabas Vehindarim Nichnus Loyal Amis. Okay, here we have this brick. This brick over here is we have over here a ring in the brick. So all of the examples, these things were put into the Oil Hames. Oil Hames is Tame. So the Shaila is, does the brick become Tame in its own right? No. A brick is not susceptible to Tumah. Is the Kush and the Melamed susceptible to Tumah? No. Why not? The Pshute Kli Eitz are not Mekabel Tumah. But here we have a unique situation because attached to the Pshute Kli Eitz, we have a piece of metal. We have the Tzinoira, we have the Darvon, and we have the
Tabas.
And these are metal, and metal are susceptible to Tumah.
The first two are Pshute Kli Eitz. The box is a brick. It's
Pshute Kli Cheres. That pshute kli cheres.
Why is it pshute? It's not flat. We always said pshute were flat, like a
pshute
flat.
Pshute does not mean flat. Pshute means no. Pshute does not mean flat. Pshute means there's no. The only means in halacha means there's no receptacle. That's what it means. Pshute means there's no toich. There's no inside.
See, there is a receptacle because it received the rain.
No, it's buried inside. When they put this in the oven, they put oven. the wet clay
it's
when they made the levena.
It's a brick.
It's a brick. So how do you make a brick? You take clay. And you can put it in a mold, and you put it in the oven. When they put they took the wet clay. Someone's engagement ring fell off. Someone's marriage band fell off.
My goodness.
And fell into the clay.
My goodness.
You know why? Because she was using the melamed to push around her husband.
I see. Okay.
See, there are two different things. A woman ain't chachma b'yisha ella b'pelach. A woman is supposed to spin the wool, but she didn't want to spin the wool. She wanted to push around her husband. So that's what happened. Her engagement ring
got
on the levain. Roth on Caleb.
This is Levine. This is totally
only going to get this. Only going to get this from Roth.
Less than second hour.
I think I'm going to say this mission about Yishev Brachas.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to let you speak.
The Hain to hire Nichnas Lola Mace Nit Nit Nit.
I want to stay married, I don't think I should let you speak.
The Hain to hire Nichnas Lola Mace Nit Mil.
The Hain to hire Nichnas Lola Mace.
So the Hain term is going on the three different
right.
items.
They're all tar. Then we take all of these things and we put it in
Lola Mace. So what happens? Nit Nit Mahu. What's Nit Mahu? The Tsinoira, the Darvan, and the Tabas become Tame. They're not tofel to the Pshute Kli Eitz, just because they are attached. Just because the hook, the point, and the ring are attached to objects which are not Mekabel Tumah, doesn't matter. They become Tame instantly when they enter into the Elamis. You got that?
Yeah.
Nitmo. What's nitmo? What's
tame?
What becomes tame? All these three. What items become tame? Only the metal becomes tame. The tsinoira, the darvon, and the tabas.
Melamed.
No, the melamed is the whole thing together. You have to get the account. The melamed is the ganze zach.
The tsinoira, the darvon, the.
What's the tsinoira? Is the hook here? Here's the hook and the point.
Yeah. Tsinoira, the darvon, and the
tabas.
Yeah. Only those things become tame.
Yes, only they become tame. Look at the rav. Nitmahu she'ein matzil abul hamais v'chein miyad mikli cheres ela kli sheyesh by toich. V'hai lo yadami ela etzem shkisoyra Nitzmahu she'ein matzil. When that question is a question, why do they tell me? Why don't we say, here's his kash, here's the rav's kash, rav is explaining the chiddush of the Mishnah. Why don't we say that since the tzinoira has been gone inside, when the darvin has been pushed inside, and the tabas inside, it should be like a tzomit pasil. If you take something that's something that's a tzamid pasul into an oil hand into and a tzamid pasul protects. Right, and we learned the limit multiple times that if you have an object inside a tzamid pasul and you take it to El Hames, whatever is inside the tzamid pasul is protected from the tumah in the environment. So why don't we say that in this case the piece of wood will protect the tzinaira, this piece of wood will protect the darvan, and the levena will protect the tabas, because in all three examples it's buried inside. The answer is this is not called a tzamid pasul. The only time we have a rule that
I don't even understand how. None of them. The only one that's buried is the tabas. The rest of them are.
They are buried. That's exactly what it says. You don't read the Mishnah.
Look at the picture.
Kush shebola. This is the way the kush looks in its original state.
Okay.
Now it was shebola. Shebola means it was pushed inside.
Pushed inside. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. Totally in compensated.
It is. It is. It is.
Doesn't look it to me.
Look at this picture. You don't see it?
No.
Yes, you
outside.
Do.
It's still
no,
outside.
No, it's not.
Up.
It's put. No, you look at the picture better. It's pushed all the way inside. Shebola. He can't do better than what it says here. It says Shebola. Yeah. It got all the way absorbed. It got pushed like a pen, right? You don't have a pen.
I get
it. Your pressure goes all the way inside. You don't see it at all. Pulled totally inside. Here is the Darvan. Husband went early in the morning and he pushed it all the way inside, shouldn't get hurt.
Right.
By the wife.
Very smart.
The tabas.
Yeah.
Giving a message.
Right.
Where's my ring?
Correct.
It's hidden.
There
it's hidden. See that? It's Shebola. It's Shebola. It's Shebola. See all different
only,
things?
Only the metal stuff gets tummy.
Tummy. Now your question is why? If the outside is tar, it should be a din of a tzamid pasul. Tzamid pasul. If it's a tzamid pasul, tzamid pasul is megan. It protects.
Right.
It's not a tzamid pasul.
Why not?
A tzamid pasul has a toich, has an inside. This is not called a toich. This is not a receptacle. This is just a pshudikli yetz which you fashtupt inside a piece of metal. It's not called a toich. Mele, it's not going to be matzil. That's the chiddush. Look at the nitmu. She'ein matzil b'ol hamez v'chim yakil cheres el a kli. It has to be a kli. She'yesh lo toich. V'hai lo dami el le'etzem kisar, a bone, the size of a barley, ha'koduch b'siv, that is wrapped in siv. Siv is a bast. If you take some
sieve,
thing means the stuff that grows on the inside of a bark of a tree. But you have a bark of a tree, you have that soft stuff, insulation, asbestos. If you take a bone that's tummy, and you wrap it in insulation, whether you want to wrap it in a fiberglass, or you want to wrap it in asbestos, or you want to wrap it in a chvesfas, whatever, foam.
Right.
Yeah, so will the foam protect the metal from becoming tummy when you go into the Hamas? Think about this. You have a piece, so you have a bone, etzem kisoira, and you take it to El Hamas. You want to use the insulation to shelter the tumor not spreading to the El Hamas. So why is it different than a klicheres? Klicheres is matzel, so the insulation should be matzel. The terrorist is the insulation is not called a kli. A kli, you need a kli that has a toich. This is not called a kli, this is just called insulation. It's not going to be matzel. The same thing we have over here, these pieces of levena, a malmud, and a kush. These are not called kelim, which are normally matzil. It can't be matzil. Good?
Excellent.
Okay, right. Now we go to the next case. Next case is Situn Hazav. Let's say a Zav, Zal Bazach, yeah, it's pushed inside, and it's not Ol Hames, and a Zav comes and moves it. The rule is Heset Zav. If a Zav is Navatum and moves something, what's the halacha? It becomes Tameh. So here,
does it say what he's moving?
He's moving the entire thing. He's moving the kush. All three things. So when he moves it, is the metal going to become tamei? This shtickle, and this shtickle.
Uh-huh.
The answer is yes. His sitan hazav nitmahu. The three metal things become tamei. Look at the Rav. Sitan hazav.
It's not metal. The other things
wood or levain or cheres.
Yeah.
But when he moves it, he's also moving, he's also causing the metal to move, so the metal becomes tame.
Right.
Even though they've never touched it, he moved it, it becomes tame. Kevaita.
You read the whole thing.
No, sorry.
The zav becomes.
Movement. If a zav moves something, hesa means to move. All it means, a fancy word for move.
I like it. I like the word.
I have an option. I move it. Now here he's saying a very important. I didn't know this.
See, that's why I thought to read the rav.
It's kedai to come here for this. I know this. Afilu rav says afilu hamukif some apostle metame behesed kol shkenai a zav. If a zav moves something, here's a utensil, the some apostle, you have anything inside, and the zav moves it, even if it's sheltered inside of a kli charet some apostle, it becomes tameh through the movement of a zav. Certainly here, where it's it's certainly over here where it's not sheltered in a tzamid pasul. That's not the case here. This is the case. Certainly, when the zav moves this piece of metal, this piece of the malamet, or the kush, or the brick, so they're not the brick. This is not sheltered. Is not sheltered in tzamid pasul. So certainly, it's going to become tamei. Hesidin hazav. One more time. He didn't touch it. He just moved it. Nitmahu shazometam behesed. Afilu hamukov some apostle metame behesed kol shekain high. Certainly, he's going to metame these things. Okay, next case. Naflu la'avratanur tahor. Timuhu. What does that mean? If naflu, they fell. Here's the case. Naflu. There's one case. Here is the kush. It fell la'avir hataner hatohar. Now I guess what this means is the metal is already tameh. We're continuing the story. The storyline continues. We have here a kush, and inside in the kush is the tzinoira, and a zav touched to move the kush, or the zav the this was put into an oil hames. So what now at this moment in time is tameh? The metal is tameh, and I take this entire object and I throw it into a tanner. Here's the tanner. I throw it on it. The entire avira tanner is now tameh. Entire tanner is tameh. Why? Because it's sheltering an object that's tameh. Memela the tumah because metameh the entire oven. So naflu of these objects that have now become tameh through the hesed hazav or through going into il hames have become tameh, and they now in turn the entire object falls into a tanner. Naflu avir tanner to tar that was previously tahar in the past. What happens? Timuhu, these three objects now contaminate the tanner. Good. Is that clear?
No. Naflu va'aviratana.
If these three things, this kush,
or tana is obviously, it's obviously ridiculous.
Was tahar? It says beferish tahar.
So I want to know.
But this is tameh. What's tameh?
What's tameh? So the timuhu. What's timuhu?
The metal of the tzinoira, the metal, the darvon,
good.
The tabas is going to contaminate the tana.
Okay, timuhu.
They contaminate it.
The oven. Go ahead.
New case. Nogabo and Kikar, new case. Now we have a new case. Let's see. Nogabo and Kikar. Here we have the Zolbazach. We have here the piece
the
of
wood. What's the Kiddush that they were talking
about? You may think that since it's buried inside its Bolua, it's all part of the same Yisait. You may be misled to believe that since these things are buried inside its Nivla, it's Nivla inside the piece of wood, it does not going to be Metame the Avir.
Yeah.
No, the Kiddush is in order to contaminate, you don't have to be exposed. You can contaminate even when you're hidden. Musa de Gavart. No Musa today. Okay. No Gabachem Kiko Shaltum. New case. We have here the piece of Zelbazat, the piece of wood. And we have the piece of metal that's tummy at the end. And a loaf of bread touches the piece of wood. So what do you guess? What's going to happen? What do you suggest?
It becomes tummy.
No. Why should it become tummy? What did it do?
Touch that thing that's tummy.
So what? It's not tummy. The wood's not tummy. The metal is tummy.
What? It's a whole piece.
No, it's not.
It's like over here.
No, what's contaminating the oven in this example? What, the wood or the piece of metal?
The whole thing.
No, the piece of metal is what's contaminating.
That's what you say.
What?
That's what you say.
That's what it says in the Mishnah, it's Pashut.
But once this becomes tummy, it doesn't make the
It does not make a tummy. No, it does not. Does not make it tummy. No, wood does not become tummy. It's not a receptacle. It's not a clean. No.
Okay.
So now, if a piece of loaf of bread touches the piece of wood, so what did it do? Nothing. Noga bohen kikar shel truma. Tahar.
But if it touched the metal part of it.
Oh, it would become tummy. But it didn't. It's bola. It's nivla. It's not shaykh. It's pressed inside. If I have a pen, I press the pen, and it goes inside the piece of metal, and now the metal is tummy, and it touches a little brick, and it can be tummy? No. Look at the Rav. He has a little long Rav here. Oh, it's getting late. Dog Abraham, Kigar Shol Truma, Kishen Blue. And look here.
Yeah.
Tar Hakikar. The Kikar is tar. Why is it tar? The Afal Pishahu Shol Truma. Even though it's Truma, the Sheni Paisalba, Truma is very sensitive. Truma can become Tame even if it makes something with a Sheni. Even if this is an Avatuma. So what would you want to say? You want to say, if this is an Av, then the piece wood is a Sheni, and a Meila can make the Truma into a Shlishi.
Actually, the piece of wood should be a Rishi, no? If that's an av,
right. So I would think certainly you should be able to be tame. Certainly you should be able to tame the truma. We're not going to say that the piece of wood is going to make it become a rishon or a sheni. But in the previous case, the Rav is going backwards. This is uncharacteristic of the Rav to go backwards in his parish. Avol metames atanur, but it will be metames atanur. Avol, even though shehem beluin, even though it's beluin. Why? Lefi shehatanur. Why? Shehatanur metame achot me'aviroi. Because the tanur doesn't need contact. A katan does not need contact to become tame. The afilo noga hatuma boy, even if the tuma does not touch it. Shatanu mitame afilo aloy noga hatuma boy, even if the tuma did not touch it. The tuma belua mitamosoi, ki the parishna beperkin del el, and the tuma belua is mitamosoi. Even though the tuma is belua, even though this metal is belua, the rules are that a tuma belua is metame the avi of the tanner, kedivarish, like I explained the parak in the previous parak. Gevald, let's see the caption before we go weiter. Here's the caption. Hatsinoira.
Yeah.
Hatsinoira the hook. Shabusecha kush.
Right.
Tchina darvan. Shabusecha malamed. Vatabas.
Right.
Shabusecha gablimina. Metame satanner. It's metame. That's the metame. The metal is metame the tanner. The metal, not the rest. The ein hakush, not the piece of wood, and the melamed halavena. Chaitzin, it's not going to be a chatzitza, bein atumo the tanner. The davka kishnitma hachzin rabbi ol hames, davka when this is an avatoma. Only time there's a koich, why bil hames shenasibo avatoma, oz metame es atanner. Oh, look at this. Tzachidish neira. Never would have known this. Aval nitma behesin hazav, hayrak rishon utuma, the ainim mitame satana, gvaldik. Who would have known this? Not for this. We are here two cases of how this thing can become tame. It can become tame either through oil hames or through hesed hazav. Only when this became tame through oil hames, because then the metal became an avatuma, doesn't have the capacity to mitame the tana ba'avir, because the only time you can mitame ba'avir is an avatuma. But if this was pushed around by the zav, when a zav pushes something and causes movement, it only makes the metal a rishon l'tumah. When you put this now in the oven, a rishon doesn't have the koyach to mitam the avratana. So this case is not correct. This case that we see over here, where this is being mitam the av, is only when it became tummy to the first part of the Mishnah, which is oil hames. The Mishnah is very misleading, because the Mishnah goes on and says, talks about two different cases, shabala, nichnesu l'oil hames, nitmahu. Then it says sesiton hazav nitmahu. Then it goes weiter. Naflu lavratanur. So what would you say if you would know otherwise? You would say naflu lavratanur is going back on both, on hesiton hazav and nichnesu l'oil hames. Along comes the Mishnah Achroina. No, that's not the pshat.
Hey.
You got me with me. It's only going back on the case of nichnesu l'oil hames. Because it was going on the case of Nisitin Hazav, what would the metal be? Metal be a? No, a Rishon. A Rishon. Can a Rishon be Matamar Tanur?
No way.
No. So when it says here, Naflul Avir Hatanur Tar, what is this? What are these four words going back on? Naflu, when it falls in Avir Tanur, it's only going back on the words of Nichnesu Loyal Hames. Because only when this now falls into the tanner will have the koyach to mitame. Only when this is an avatuma. How can this sinner be an avatuma? The only way it can be an avatuma is if it fell into. If only if it fell into in only if it fell into in oil hames, right? Got it?
I'm not sure. Say that last part again.
He says over here in the Mishnah Achrayna, yeah. he says here these words, Naflu la'avirat tanur tahar,
right.
Tim'uhu. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 words.
Yeah.
If this piece of wood with this little piece of metal that is tame falls into a tanur, that was in the past tahar,
yeah,
it now becomes
tame.
Yeah. Now the rules are the only way a tanur becomes tame when something is tame and there's an air space, yeah, only if the object is a avatoma. What happens if
so
the object
it has to be talking about it's an oil hames?
That's how did it become tame?
Right.
When it originally fell into an oil hames.
The stick.
Yeah. But let's say it fell into a. It was the way this became tame was because.
Not through an av.
But was because how did it become tame?
Touched up.
No, it didn't touch something. It was because the previous case, the Mishnah, the zav.
Yeah, the zav touched.
Not touched. The zav
pushed it.
Hesed. Hesed means you don't touch it directly.
Right, indirectly.
You touch it indirectly. Say, you cause a movement. You move
it. You touched it. Let's say the zav touched it directly.
Then it's an avatomo.
It's av.
No, is it? No, I don't know what the answer. I don't think so. I think it's also
no
Mishnah
right?
I think no difference. The Chiddush is he didn't touch. The Chiddush he caused it to move. He caused it to move.
The Chiddush by his own is that even if he pushes it, it makes it. Not only if
he caused it to move.
Right. Even if he causes it to move, even if he doesn't touch it,
right,
it still becomes tame.
It still becomes tame.
It's the same type of tame. It's not an av. It becomes a risha.
A risha. Oh, now that it's a risha, there's a kechtim
the
hamid tana.
You make the tana.
Gavald. Okay, so that's the whole Mishnah. It's captioned over here one more time. Now we go to the last case. Last case was Nagabam Gish al Truma. Tsinoira Shnitma Biolame Sarehu Avatoma. Okay, we have the Tsinoira.
Yeah.
It's an Avatoma.
Right.
Hakush, the piece of met wood, it's tar. It's not tame. The Kikar Shal Truma, tar, Fishalo Nagab, it's Tsinoira. Ella Bukush Bilvat.
Hare.
Vare Hakush tar.
Correct.
So male it's tar.
Right.
So got the Chazan Mishnah. Nochamol, hagefes yazogin shenasu b'tahara.
Yeah, the man was stepping on it,
and he's tar.
Yeah,
and now he's liquid, and look goes in over here. So what's halacha? And then it dries. Okay, the gas, the gefes, and the zogin dry,
right,
and now someone whose tummy steps on it. So is he does he contaminate it?
No.
It's white. It's like a piece of wood.
It's dry.
It's a piece of wood. It's tamei kabel tumah.
This is the first time you said that. So like a piece of wood.
Should it create? No, I didn't say that, but it has to be the pshat.
Wow.
We had that before.
That's a gevaldik chiddush.
It's not food. It's not a food. It's dry.
Never said that.
It's dried. It's hard.
Never said that.
I think we had it before in the previous mission, okay? But it's now a piece of wood. Oh, but now when you step on it, you cause it to agitate, and now in the future more liquid comes out. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Hagefes v'azogin shenasu b'tahara. Now it becomes dry, like a rock piece of wood. V'hal chaleim tmeim. And now a tummy guy walks. V'achach yotzim mashkin tocharin.
The reason why I'm a little mechalik.
Oh, it's very late. Okay.
Yeah. The reason why I'm mechalik is because zogin don't usually become
par like a wood. Okay. Okay.
Crunchy.
Okay, but he's saying that's what happened in this case. Shabtos nasa b'tahara. Kush shabola esat sinoira.
Correct.
Okay. Malma shabola esat darbon, the piece of metal. Levena shabola esat habas. Vehein tohirin, and now nichnasul hames nitmoch. All three pieces of metal become tamei. Af hatoma. Right, oil hames has seated hazav. If the zav pushes them,
right,
what happens to these things? They become a rishon.
Right.
A rishon tamei. Right, a zav. Right. It's a zav nitmo become rishon. Nafl which is going back on the first case when it was navatoma,
right,
and a nafl avi atano which was tar in the past. Timuhu, they make the oven tamei. Right. What? Only in the case of tamei. The kishul truma touches the piece of wood,
right,
and the end of the wood is tar. In the tahar. It's tar. Okay, gevald tishul mishnah. 29.